News Talk 1110 993 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show. Wonderful to be here with you. Hey, so did you hear last night? Oh, the commission got together and they said, we're going to demand you religious types wear masks at your church services and at your temple, at your mosque, where you people, you awful, rotten people who get together to proclaim salvation and faith and all of that, you are the super spreaders. We have left you behind. And I don't mean a rapture. I mean, we've left you behind from the mandate to wear the masks. You must muffle those prayers so that people feel safe. What a disgrace. We are going backwards. And I mean, we are going backwards. We are nowhere near making progress. Sorry, but it's true. You know, I had an epiphany overnight. See what I did there? I made a reference to religion, and then I just went to an epiphany. I had an epiphany overnight, and I'm more certain of this than ever before. I don't think the teachers, specifically the unions in those failing, dying blue states, the NEA and those folks, I don't think the teachers, as a class of people, had any intention of getting back to business. I don't blame them, because what they have to put up with, and I know private school teachers, I know public school teachers, it is a nightmare. It is a nightmare. The millennial mommies that have been unleashed on these teachers who are demanding all kinds of weird options that didn't even exist in the height of the pandemic, asking for all kinds of weird stuff. Demanding stuff. Oh, we got to have 7 different options based on whether or not Billy or Melissa wakes up in a good mood or a bad mood, or I feel like maybe I want to take an early Pilates class. So we're just going to go ahead and maybe you have to give me that option of a virtual. But today it'll be a virtual. Tomorrow the kid will show up. And then for 3 days it'll be virtual as we go skiing. It's an incredible thing. It's a really incredible thing. I don't want to cast aspersions at an entire class based on age, you know, and say, well, the millennials. But it's a lot of the values out of that group that have it's amazing. You see the damage that is done when everybody gets a trophy. Because nobody ever had a skinned knee. Nobody ever broke a leg. We got rid of tackle football. It's only flag now. Right. You got rid of all that stuff for the kids. You don't get to experience the magic of riding your bike in flip-flops in the summer and scraping your feet and your legs, you know, getting stung by a bee, having peanuts in a cookie, because they're fragile and they're allergic to it all, and it's terrible. We have these people that are worried about people going to worship at an institution that is dedicated to the celebration of their faith. And we are so concerned. We are so concerned. The pagan government is so concerned that those people are getting together and talking to each other and interacting with each other that we got to go hammer down on that. And it's so dangerous out there with this Delta and the moo. It's so dangerous that demand that you put a mask on your face, that you put a face diaper on your face at church, that has to go into effect in 10 days. It's so dangerous that we got to do it in 10 days. Why don't you guys just do it now? It was one person that proposed it. The vote went 5-4, and she got her way. She got her way because she wants control. See, this isn't about governance. This isn't about offering solutions to problems faced by society. It's about control. But it's interesting because the county commission, the city council, the mayor here in Charlotte, none of them want to take on the real problems. None of them want to take on the real problems. They don't want to take on 150 rounds going into a house. They don't want to take on those issues. They want to come at you because they know you'll comply. They won't end up on the news if they demand that you wear a particular article of clothing on your body in a given location. I mean, really, it's kind of incredible. What happens if the committee, if the county commission or the city council got together and mandated burkas? Said you got to wear a burka. And my gosh, I was joking about the burkas 6 weeks ago, saying I'm going to go buy a burka mask and wear it when I go into different stores. I didn't know that the Taliban were going to take over that country that quickly. But what if they get together and they say, you have to wear a mask over your face that covers you from the top of your head to your midriff. You have to wear this particular style of clothing. You have to wear this pin on your shirt or get a stamp on your hand that indicates that you've been vaxxed. You have to do all these. Like, where does this slope end? And yet you have real crises. You have thousands of children who disappeared from CMS. Not a single hearing into it. Not a single investigation into it. Nobody cares. Why? Because those are problems that actually have to get fixed. Those are problems that have to be fixed. We have to find out, where are the truant kids? Where are the kids that don't go to school? Where are these people? Like, how do we address that issue? Where are the teenagers driving around with 150 rounds in their car? You know, do a little bit of a dive here and think about that. What is that? That's three people in a car, and each of them has two 25-round clips that they empty into a house. Like, that's a lot of bullets. Regular, normal people don't drive around with 150 rounds in their car. Not normal people. Not regular, normal people. Criminals do. And criminals don't worry about getting stopped by the cops or interacting in that way. Regular, normal people worry about being stopped by the cops. But you shouldn't, because you don't have 150 rounds and a Glock sitting on your dashboard at 11 o'clock at night, because you're going to go shoot a kid and murder a three-year-old. This is what the problem is. I'm going to tell you what it is. We have this anonymous cabal, this anonymous committee. You know, the people in the county commission and the health, the person in charge of the health, and then the city council and the mayor that doesn't really have any power here. Nobody's running anything. And that's a problem, because if I say to you, why does New York City suck right now? You'll say Bill de Blasio's a terrible mayor. Or you'll say AOC's a terrible congresswoman. Or Chuck Schumer is a terrible human being. If I say, what's wrong with California? You say, oh, the homeless, a Newsom. You can attach a name to the problem. Whose name gets attached to what's going on in Charlotte when a three-year-old is murdered in his bed? And the top priority last night at a meeting at the county government is, you got to put on a mask when you go to mass. You got to put on a mask when you go to your church, to your temple, to your mosque, to your worship center. You better have a mask on, or else you're going to get it. What are the murderers that drove around two nights ago going to get? And who is it that's responsible for that? Don't give me the police chief. That's not his problem. We have a public health crisis, and it's not about people who own legal firearms. It's about people who feel no compunction about murdering three-year-olds, shooting kids, massacring people at a Juneteenth get-together. When's the county commission going to take this seriously? Where, oh, where is the lovely press that's so devoted to telling me where I can get the best deal on farm-fresh eggs? Instead of going and doing the digging about why our streets are so dangerous. Here, I'll give an assignment to the ace reporters out there. Do a report tonight or tomorrow and compare and contrast the rate of violence and homicide on the streets of Mecklenburg County relative to the other 12 counties that are surrounding us, both sides of the state line. And then tell me what the problem is and how we can fix it, because I already know where to go get avocado toast. And I already know what the best thing to order at Waffle House is. Do some work. Your reporters report.
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app at participating McDonald's.
News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT, Brett Winterbull Show. At 5 o'clock, we're going to get a speech from the President of the United States. He's going to tell us his latest six-point plan for victory over COVID. It's going to include mandates. So we know that that's going to happen. We don't know what all of the elements are, but we want to see what they are. We're curious to see. Roy Cooper is speaking as we speak, and we're monitoring that. There was a meeting over at CMS earlier today. I imagine there was a conversation involving what it was that went down at that home. in Northwest Charlotte that took the life of a three-year-old, a boy, who was sleeping in his house and should have been in an absolutely safe location. I received in the overnight a message from somebody who lives in the general area of this home and says that over the course of the last few weeks, they had two rounds hit their home, and they have no beef with anybody. It's apparently these were random shots that hit their house. This is a real problem. This is a serious, serious problem that has to be addressed by people who have political power. And I'm raising the alarm because I think it's important that we keep that in perspective. Public safety is a right that everybody deserves. Let's go out on the phone and talk to Tony. Hello, Tony. What's on your mind today?
Hello.
Hello. What's on your mind?
Brett, man. What's up, man? Hey, I love it. So listen. I'm thinking, I have a three-year-old kid myself, man. A three-year-old beautiful son, man, named Thomas. And if anything ever happened to him, my heart goes out to the family. But 150 rounds into the one house?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Like, nobody shoots that many rounds at a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, who lives here, man? Is there something else that we don't know about going on here?
Well, that's we want to know, right? We want to know what's going on. The police yesterday made it sound pretty clear that they have an idea of what may be involved, involving three high schools, but we don't know specifically. We don't know.
The actual inhabitants of the house, man, like, there has to be something going on there, man. Like, there has to be some ill will going on in the house.
Wait. Hold on. So somebody, you have a group of people get in a car at 11:45 at night and fire 150 rounds at a house, right?
Right.
Okay. And somehow what? That's like, that's the occupant's problem? That's their fault?
Well, why would you do that, man?
Are you kidding me? Are you being serious? Are you blaming the victim? Are you really blaming the victim? I can't believe you're blaming the victim. That's unbelievable.
No. Oh, my God. No. No way. I would never do that. I have a three-year-old son, dude. I would be devastated.
No, I'm saying, why are you blaming the family? Like, what did the family that wasn't shooting at people, they got shot at.
You don't think that there's anything, like, that they, you think, what? Honestly, that this house had nothing going on?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going to give them the presumption of innocence since they got 150 rounds shot at their house.
At random. Just because,
or they did it. Maybe it was a targeted attack. But why do you want to imply that they were up to something untoward?
Well, why would you shoot that?
Oh my gosh! Okay, why did the suicide bomber blow people up in Kabul 2 weeks ago? Because that's a criminal act. That's a terrorist act.
Man, we're in South Carolina, dude. And like,
no, we're in North Carolina. But I understand your point.
Well, I'm in South Carolina.
Okay, well, you're looking for answers. I would say to keep listening to the station. Really, that's awfully close. I just want to be honest with you. It was Rich, not Tony. Sorry about that. I looked at the wrong line. That's really close. That's like the kissing cousin to, hey, you shouldn't have been in that neighborhood if you didn't want something to happen to you. You have a right to live in your house. You have a right to not have 150 rounds come flying into your house and kill your child. Like, that's a fundamental issue. And so I am not, whatever they were doing, I'm gonna side on the fact that it did not, whatever it was, did not merit 150 bullets being shot into a house. Plus, you don't know that they were all going to go into that house. You're talking about people who are innocent bystanders. Rounds ricochet, rounds go through walls, rounds do a lot of things.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show. And this is a segment that requires two Bretts, not just one. Two Bretts, four T's. Breaking Brett Jensen, Brett_Jensen on the Twitter, joins us now. You've been monitoring a bunch of these press conferences. A lot of stuff out there moving. Brett Jensen, give us the highs, the lows, and the recaps, if you would.
Well, Governor Cooper basically is just wrapping things up and from his 3 p.m. press conference. And really, there wasn't anything to it other than, you know, still urging people to get vaccinated, showing some charts. Dr. Mandy Cohen, the health secretary for the state, she showing her charts and graphs like she usually does. Mm-hmm. And it shows that it looks as though we have peaked. And now we're just starting to go down on the other side. Like, just bear where we just passed the crest of the hill in terms of infections, mm-hmm. hospitalizations. It's still high, but it looks like it has crested. And basically, everything that the infectious disease for Novant told me 2 weeks ago looks like it's coming true. He said, look, by the end of September, early October, you know, this thing will have peaked out and hopefully it'll burn out. And so, because it's, you know, the old coronavirus, for everyone who caught it, they're likely to infect one or two people. Mm-hmm. This Delta variant, because it's more contagious, for every person that catches it, they're likely to infect up to six people. So that means people get it quicker, which means it dies out faster. And so that appears to be what's happening now. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully things will continue to go in the right direction. So that was just the essential of it. 96% of all school districts, I think is what he said, mm-hmm. have implemented a mask mandate for schools. Mm-hmm. So he brought that up today. And so basically it was just about that, where we are. Nothing really new came out of Governor Cooper's press conference.
Okay. You were also looking at CMS as well. The stories that are coming out of there have certainly been alarming in these last days and weeks involving firearms on campuses. What did you find out today? Was there any mention to any extent of what it is that occurred in Northwest Charlotte 2 nights ago?
So that wasn't spoken about specifically. Mm-hmm. It was a really weird press conference. It was almost not even a press conference, to be honest with you. We get a notice sometime around 11:30 or so that in 1 hour, Ernest Winston, the superintendent, is speaking. So we all get there, and I get there like at 12:25. And they announced that he's going to make a statement and just take one or two questions. Mm-hmm. And I got one of the two questions allowed. But that incident in North Charlotte where 150 rounds and the 3-year-old died that was being linked to high schools from the CMPD press conference yesterday wasn't talked about specifically. It was just talking about violence in general. And, you know, he quoted basically he was quoting an African proverb that basically said that, if you don't bring this person in, that they'll burn down your village to feel the heat. And so basically saying they're trying to make everyone feel welcome in the community or whatever, and how they're, you know, trying to team up with CMPD and other outreach programs to try and stem the violence. And so I asked the question, I got the, like I said, only one of two questions. And my question was, since you got an extra $17.5 million from the county that you mm-hmm. weren't anticipating, mm-hmm. and there's been talks about this in the past, are you considering, will you use any of that money to potentially put in metal detectors at schools? Because, right. Brett, last week, we had 5 guns in the first 5 days of school mm-hmm, mm-hmm. in CMS. 5 guns, first 5 days. That's not including knives or anything else. And so he said that's not something that we're looking at doing right now. We're not specifically looking at that. We're just going to continue to do
bag
random
searches
at yeah. random high schools.
Oh, man. Okay. So that's the answer is random stops at random high schools.
And, you know, did the whole thing that, you know, which they've been screaming about for quite a while, I mean, years, well before Ernest, was, you know, for all the students, imploring the students, see something, say something.
Yeah.
You know, they think that's, you know, that might be the best line of defense. See something, say something.
All right. Breaking, Brett Jensen. We await to hear the speech from President Biden. He's going to speak at 5:00 and he's going to lay out. I don't know if you heard this or not. He's going to lay out a 6-point plan for defeating the COVID. Just let you know.
No, I was unaware because I was at news conferences today.
He's got six things.
Now you're teaching me.
He's going to
teaching me something.
6 things that we're going to do to stop the COVID. Just FYI. Just thought you should know that.
That's I'm anxious to see what these recommendations are.
One of them is the Labor Department's going to require 100 plus person businesses to be vaccinated or tested. That's it.
Well, my question would be, if his handlers allow him to take questions, would be, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why are you waiting until September of 2021 to implement this when you took over in January?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We need you in that room. Book a flight.
Don't forget, when he took over, as a country, we were at the height of the pandemic.
You're right.
When he took over.
You're right. I want you to, listen, TJ's going to bring you the keys. I want you to take WBT1, fly it right up there to D.C. and fly those in, man.
Yeah, I just hope he doesn't have connections with the governor. They won't let me in.
Oh, man. All right, Brett Jensen, I appreciate you, man. You're the best.
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app. At participating McDonald's.
News Talk 1110-993-WBT. Let's hit the phones and talk to folks who've been holding on forever. We go to Robert first up. Hello, Robert. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Brett. I really appreciate you taking my phone call.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I was going to say, if you think it's bad now, wait until 10 years from now when these 11-year-old kids are 21 years old and trying to acclimate into our society. Mm-hmm. You got 16-year-old kids reading at a third-grade level. We have an epidemic in our society, and it's called bad parenting.
I agree.
We have a nothing there mentality amongst our school boards in the big shots downtown. We have a complete breakdown of the family in this country and in our town.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's the police officer's fault. It's always their fault.
Right, right. Always the cops. Blame the cops.
Yeah.
Right.
Where are the activists out there in the streets marching for this poor 3-year-old child that got shot and killed?
Oh, nobody's going to do that.
Right. It's easier to go after the churches, mm-hmm. low-hanging fruit.
True.
Rather than looking at our real issues right in the face.
That's right.
I got my notebook out. I take this COVID seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I've had friends and family that have gotten this stuff.
Sure.
Both unvaccinated and vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't take it lightly.
Right.
But I'm waiting on Biden's press conference. Now, will he have a panel board of doctors up there?
No, he won't.
Sharing different ideas and alternative treatments?
No, sir.
For people?
Nope.
That are sick?
Yeah.
Or will he just have Punxsutawney Phil up there, Dr. Fauci?
No, well, he'll probably Fauci is a great way to describe him. No, he is going to just, he's going to lay out the things that he can do as the chief executive officer of the executive branch. And so he's going to use the Labor Department. We've gotten a couple of glimpses of things. He's going to make the Labor Department enforce either vaccine or constant testing for companies with more than 100 employees. Okay. He's also he's pressuring big business, quote unquote, big business to make all their employees get the shot as well. So he's basically just he's rearranging the chairs on the Titanic, on the deck of the Titanic.
Right. So he's just going to browbeat everybody.
Correct.
And
he'll probably yell at us. He'll probably yell at America because that's what America wants to hear is him yelling at you.
Right. And tell us to run for the basement,
mm-hmm.
wear 5 masks,
mm-hmm.
don't come out.
That's right.
Stick your head out the window once in a while to see if there's any sunlight.
That's right.
And then he'll get back with us.
That you nailed it. That's exactly what you got. I'll bet he's checking every box right there big time. Let me go to Alicia. Alicia, welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for calling in.
I've been listening for many, many years to the radio station. My parents got me into listening to WBT since starting seventh grade.
Excellent.
So I'm a long-time listener. And I grew up in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I was raised up in Charlotte Mecklenburg schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen the evolution of the school system throughout the years. Now I'm a parent, and I'm on the other side of the fence. Kids bringing guns to school.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the main reasons why they do that is because they don't trust the adults to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
I know this from firsthand experience. We're talking about see something, say something.
Right.
But when you say something, there's also that caveat that something will be done.
Right.
Well, nothing is being done. More is being done to protect the assailant. especially if the assailant has a 504 EAP plan.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So we saw that. We saw that. Remember, we saw that at Parkland with Nicholas Cruz. Remember, he was. They didn't. They had him in all kinds of special programs, and he was telling people he was going to kill people, and they didn't take him at his word, and he ended up massacring all those innocent people on that terrible day.
And what about that young lady at Myers Park High School that was raped?
Yes, Brett Jensen's been on that. He's been on that in a big way, and these are all important. These are all important storylines, and what it comes down to is we have got to ensure, and I appreciate that call, Alicia, we have got to ensure that our kids are safe at school and in their communities. It's not too much to ask for that. It's not too much to ask for that. The problem is you're not allowed to apply a label or to remediate behavior. Teachers are under assault in many classrooms around this country. Because you have to mainstream all the kids. All the kids have to be in the same setup. Otherwise, you're denying them what they call equity. And
a man described his arms
so,
in dangerous.
So as a consequence, what ends up happening is you have people leaving the profession. You have increasingly younger teachers coming into the systems. And what you're getting is this CRT stuff that people are talking about, rather than reading, writing, and arithmetic and skill sets and things like that. When you mainstream everybody, and you say, oh, no, he's throwing a book at you. Yes, he threw a desk at a teacher. Yes, he hurt a professional in the school. We can't do anything about it because we don't want to be part of that classroom-to-prison pipeline that was led under Barack Obama and Joe Biden, and unfortunately, all the other kids in that classroom and the staff now live in fear of people who ought to be separated from that grouping because they aren't going to be safe. Otherwise, you just have to live with the consequences.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
Consequences. As my great-great-great-great-grandmother used to say, takes one to know one. Good to be here with you. I'm one. I got the coach, Matt Doherty, here in the house. I kind of threw him for a loop on that one.
Yeah, my head's a little spinning.
Spinning.
Yeah.
Now, I got to say something about you, Coach Doherty. I got to brag on you for a quick second.
Okay.
Coach Doherty comes in. He has to go and suffer over at the FNZ station doing sports for an hour. And then he has to come in here and put up with me for 2 hours. I mean, my friend, you are destined for good
things. It's tough work. Somebody's got to do it.
It's good to have you here.
It's my favorite day of the week.
We missed you last week.
Yeah.
A lot of folks were like, hey, where's Coach?
No, I was on vacation to Ocean Isle. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, Richie Love, let me use his beach house, and my wife and I and my son had a great time. My daughter is up working in New York now for Ralph Lauren.
Wow.
And she couldn't make it, unfortunately. But my wife and I, are driving up to New York after the show, and going to see her for her 22nd birthday on Monday.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's great stuff.
Yeah.
And you're going to get to enjoy the time with the fam. And that's always, that's what family first, man. It's the most important thing.
Oh, man. As you get older, you just realize, you know, my daughter's not coming home. Like, you know, she's gone out of the house. And,
yes.
You know, I was signing a birthday card to her yesterday, and my wife caught me, you know, tearing up,
yeah,
sniffling.
Of course.
You know, just realizing, like, 22 years, man. It's just like yesterday I was changing her diaper on the washing machine, and
yeah.
And she always had this saying, I'm all cleaning. And, you know, just now she's a woman.
It's the circle of life, because there'll come a time when she changes your diaper, and then, you know.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. This show really took a...
She's
what's that music that killed the show?
It's a show kill?
The show kill music?
The show kill sound? Yeah. No, that show's not dead. The show's just getting ramped up.
Wow.
She take the pressure washer, too. You feel all right.
That's why you got to be good to the daughter.
100%.
Because she has the decision. Do I put him in the Class A home or the Class B home? You know? And, you know, I want good cable, or heck, by then, who knows what we'll have.
That's right.
Hulu Plus.
Oculus.
And I like to smoke a cigar once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully have an electric wheelchair and not have to, you know, use my forearms.
Hey, Dad, let's go to the dog track. climb in that basket.
Yeah. And put white socks. I don't want black socks all the time.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a lot of stuff that's going on here. And I know you've got a lot on your mind. We're going to hear from the president about 53 minutes from now. So at 5 o'clock, the president's going to come out, and he's given us a six-point plan.
6 points.
6 points.
Only six.
Right. New York's got 5 points, but this is six points.
6 points.
And we're going to see what's happening here. He's going to require vaccines for federal employees and ask many private businesses to mandate the shots or the testing, which sounds like we already have that.
Mandate the shots or the testing.
Right. So you got to get the shot or you got to be routinely schnozzed.
Can I say something?
Of course.
I mean, that's why I'm
ramp up that delay and get the kill music.
But he came across, and you see the headlines, and we have to ask and read the fine print that he mandated the shot, the vaccine for all White House staffers.
Correct.
But then you read the article, and it says, you know, mandates shots for all staffers. Those who don't get the shot have to be tested every day, wear a mask, and social distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not really a mandate.
Well, right, because you don't have that power to do that. You're 100% correct.
But it says mm-hmm. he mandates. It's not a freaking mandate unless you mandate it.
Okay, this is where it gets interesting, because Jen Psaki was doing her press conference about 1 o'clock, and she was asked about the mandate, and she let slip this phrase. You have to have attestations. How many people have taken this shot, have taken the mandate, right, is essentially what she was asked. And she said, well, you know, we're going through all the attestations. So they're not standing there watching you get the shot. What's happening is they're giving you a piece of paper when you come in. When did you get the shot? When did you get the shot? I got it on September 3rd at CVS. But they can't see your card because of HIPAA. So you're signing a piece of paper. Yeah, I got the shot.
Yep.
Here's what's crazy. So let's say you get the shot and you get the COVID. Let's say you don't get the shot and you get the COVID. How are they ever going to know either way unless they subpoena you to testify under oath?
Right.
So it's all the honors. Everything is the honor system because of HIPAA laws. You have a right to privacy.
That's right. I like it.
I mean, that's what we got. But at the same time, you know, what we're going to get is a lecture. And I want, I'm going to give you a little homework assignment for later on in the show, right? Which is, how effective is it when you lecture and you lecture and you lecture, and you're a leader, he's the president of the United States, so he's a leader in the country. At some point, what happens when your team, when your country, when folks just tune out? You just, all you're getting is yelled at. And you just go, okay, here we go again. Let's ride this thing out. You know, that's got to test your leadership skill sets on some level.
He's not the leader. He's the puppet.
Well, that's a pretty bold assertion there.
Well, we've talked about this since the election.
Right. He does have a lot of staff around him.
Not just staff. Like, it's bigger than that. Mm-hmm. It's higher than that. It's
next level.
Next level. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the thing is, is he competent enough to execute their plan without getting egg on his face?
No, that's pretty hard. It's a pretty hard thing.
Pretty hard, because he's got egg on his face from Afghanistan. And he should have egg on his face with COVID, because all he ran on last fall was COVID.
Right. He was competent.
He could handle COVID. Trump didn't handle COVID. Well, I checked. If the reports are accurate, COVID cases are up three times as high as they were last year this time.
That's right.
Three times this high. No one is throwing that on his lap saying, that's your fault, Biden. You need to fix this. Because the media is protecting.
But he's going to say, his response to that will be, it's not my fault because these people are stubborn. They're trouble.
Well, then we could segue into the next Fauci. Mm-hmm. Oh, did he or did he not help fund the Wuhan lab?
Fauci has been found guilty of doing that by The Intercept, which
That's
is
right.
a reliable left-wing outfit.
Left-wing
if,
outfit.
If people watch Fox with regularity, if you watch Tucker Carlson at night, you see Glenn Greenwald comes on there a lot to talk to Tucker. Glenn Greenwald was the founder of The Intercept. Then he departed The Intercept because he clashed with some of the people inside the operation. So this is not a right wing. This is not a right wing wacko blog. This is a left wing blog that did a Freedom of Information request, and we found out that they've got the papers.
You sounded like Scarface.
That's right.
So the papers, cocaine. Okay, if it's not. You don't want to blame Biden, blame Fauci.
Well,
somebody's got to be accountable.
And the problem is, he testified under oath to Rand Paul
that
he didn't do this. That, in my word, there's a word for that. What's it called? Perjury.
Perjury.
And you can actually be prosecuted for perjury.
Perjury?
Perjury.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
Now, I don't know what the purpose of the fan in the bathroom is. 704-570-1110, News Talk 1110, 993 WBT.
Can't ask you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I've been meaning to ask this for a long time.
Me or just in the general?
Well, to you. You. And, you know.
Oh, boy.
What is the purpose of the fan in the bathroom, especially one that doesn't have a shower, like, you know, if a hall bath, like a half bath, they call it, right? Mm-hmm. So you go to someone's house and they have a...
You mean like a ventilation fan?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the guy that follows you around here at the station.
Oh, and I don't let him go to the bathroom with me.
Cheers, John.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't let him go into the bathroom.
I thought when he said a fan, I thought you have someone here that...
Yeah, no, that
is rooting for you.
Yeah.
What
is the purpose, do you think?
Ventilation, isn't it? Isn't it ventilation?
I don't think it is. I think deep down, they marketing the wrong way. I think they could, you know,
like white noise?
White noise.
So
white
like,
noise.
Like noise that just, that covers.
Right.
The act.
Right. So you don't have to turn the faucet on like full force.
No, you don't want to do that. That's the waste of
money. You waste the money. I mean, waste of water.
It depends, because does the fan blow down or the fan blow up?
That's a good question.
If the fan is blowing up...
It should blow up.
Then it ventilates.
But,
it's blowing
but what
down
is it ventilating, really?
It's ventilating the bathroom.
Yeah, but what about the... You know, it's like some of my friends, you know, they make noises. Like, so if they make a noise...
Like they whistle.
I think the fan, like...
Covers that?
That's important. Because if you don't have a fan in the bathroom, especially when you're on the road, you know, you're playing a road game, you're eating at somebody's house, you got to go to the bathroom.
You should have done that before you left.
Yeah, but sometimes.
You should have hit an Exxon or something, or, you know, before you jump into Harris Teeter.
So if you go in and they have the hall, like the hall bathroom is right off the dining room, it's the worst. It's the worst. And if they don't have a fan.
Yeah. That's. I think you need to have like a, maybe you put like some kind of an outdoor facility for visitors, like a porta sign.
Maybe we can come up with an app that makes noise like a fan.
No, see,
so when you go on the road, you can have that built in.
Because the people are going to say, "I'm not. Why am I hearing a fan? I wouldn't have a fan in that room." Well, why, first of all, why wouldn't you have a fan in the bathroom? I mean, for all intents and purposes, every bathroom's got a fan, just whether or not it's powerful enough
or if it's working.
Big time, big. That's an important.
Or, you know, if they don't have carpet and there's a gap,
right,
on the door, like if it's more than a half inch gap,
yeah.
Now hardwood floors,
yeah, it gets
the
a
noise.
So
no
if you're
fan.
Gonna put a, so here's what they need to do. I can fix this. I can solve this. Then we'll go back on the phone.
Okay.
You need a fan. What you need the hood fan from the stove.
There you go.
because that thing will suck up the bacon smell. No problem.
Yeah, but it's not only the smell. It's not only the smell. It's the noise.
But you know how loud the kitchen
fan is? I mean, this is just my friends talking. This is my friends talking. I don't really understand.
The kitchen fan is very loud.
This is my friends talking.
If you have a thing
on the
working,
golf course.
Well, you guys need to focus on your short game.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
All right, because this is like
that's good conversation.
This is quality information.
It's quality information. For the people out there.
Have you been okay? Let me spin it back to the topic at hand. Have you been more reluctant to use either public or other people's bathrooms in the era of COVID? Like, because I mean, you could expose yourself to a lot of situations.
Public for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, public for sure. Yeah.
But I've been going.
Did you ever go into a friend's house during the COVID and they have like their bathroom kind of taped off? Like
what?
No police. Like what? Police
like
tape?
A crime scene? Like a crime scene?
Not allowed in.
They got the yellow
they
tape caution.
You can't go in. What?
Don't you just go get the clear plastic like when they're painting a house,
right?
And then just cut a hole through down the side and you go in and you go out. I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
What kind of people are you spending time with?
I didn't. But I'm thinking. Imagine if you saw that.
They got like, crime scene tape over the.
They
over,
just don't want you in their bathroom. Like they want you. It's okay. You could come, but you're sitting 6 feet down from me at the table, and you can't use my facilities. I'm just saying, I don't have friends like that, but I'm just imagining.
Have you ever found yourself foraging either under the sink or in a cabinet for something that will alter the odor in the room? Like you're like, oh, you know what? There's ladies' cologne.
Well, how about this? I mean, friends of mine say that the biggest panic attack is one, no fan to divert the noise attention. Yeah. Number two, if they need it and they can't find a plunger. That's what they say. I don't know. I'm not talking firsthand. That's what they say. The boys at the club.
Josh, go check.
The boys at the club.
Go check the hall.
That's what they say.
Wait, hold on. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm right-handed.
So you just sometimes you just got.
Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Oh no! Let's go back to Fauci. Speaking of, what a transition.
My word. Speaking of Fauci, so Fauci is in major trouble because he may very well have lied to
he did
to
lie.
The Congress.
No,
he may have, but he's a presumption innocent.
Well, come on.
He's, you know, he got presumption innocent.
He said this.
He said, no, we never funded gain of function research.
That's right.
That never happened.
That's a good
impersonation. Senator Rand Paul. You don't understand the science.
Right.
Rand Paul's a doctor, and he can read reports.
But the proposal from the EcoHealth requested $3.1 million for the project titled Understanding the Risk of Bat Coronavirus Emergence. Mm-hmm. That's the title.
I know.
Which involves screening thousands of lab workers for novel bat coronaviruses. The grant was awarded for 5 years. And was subsequently renewed before being suspended by the Trump administration.
There you go.
And you look back, sorry to interrupt, it's your show. But you look back and you always got the sense that, especially at the end, that Trump and Fauci were at odds.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump didn't respect Fauci.
Huge.
And people think, well, just because Trump's has a bully reputation, that maybe they felt sorry for Fauci. But Trump knew what he was doing.
I agree with you, Hunter.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
Present. Let's dive into a couple other stories that are out there moving around, Coach. And I know that in the next segment, we're gonna talk about a very important... Very important player who has passed.
Yes.
Passed.
Yes.
We will talk about that in the beginning of the next segment as we get set up for Joe Biden. China plans to give aid and vaccines to Afghanistan. China also plans to start using the Bagram Air Base. Mm. They're making themselves right at home
in
Afghanistan on our dime, which I think is a huge point. And so the question for you is this. This is sort of a leadership question I think you could really help with. clearly Biden is giving this speech about COVID to change the conversation from Afghanistan.
He's been doing that since he became president. He really, if he's got a talent, it's his ability to be a Teflon Don. I mean, he just diverts, and his team is good at diverting the attention from the border. He's yet to be at the border, right?
He has never been to the border. No way.
And you know, Camouflage Harris has been to the border, but they're not where the problems are.
No, that's true. So what does that say about a leader who deflects, who doesn't
stand there and take it? He's not a leader. And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. He is not the leader. He is not, in my opinion, running the show. He is taking marching orders from some other person or some other group. For example, and you've seen us, he'll finish talking, and then if he's asked, if he doesn't pivot and walk away, he's saying, I'm told to ask you first, then I ask you, and I'm told, he goes through a list.
Right.
And then the other day he says, I'm not supposed to stand here and ask questions or take questions, but I will anyway.
That's right.
So I'm not supposed to.
Yeah, and I never understand that because you are the president. You're the most powerful person in the world. Right. What do you mean you can't take a question?
Right.
What is...
Right. So he is good at saying nothing. Mm-hmm. I think he's very good at that, really. And I'm being serious. You know, it's like Bill Belichick after a win. You know, he says, when you win, say little. When you lose, say less. Okay?
Right.
And they took that from Paul Brown, the coach, legendary coach in the NFL. And I think Biden does a good job of, you know, coming across and saying nothing and just kind of trying to diffuse and pivot away from the real issues. And the media has gotten a little aggressive with them, but not aggressive enough like they would if it was Trump.
That's a good point. Let's go to James next up. James, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yep. Greater State Commerce.
Hello, hello. Right. Hello, hello. James? James, okay. I'm sorry about that, James. Way to go. Terry. Hello, Terry. What's on your mind?
Hey, Brett.
Hey, hey.
Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you as well. We got the coach.
I have a shout out to number 44. With egg on my face.
Oh, boy.
Because he asked me once who's number 44. I don't know if he remembers that or not.
Yeah, I remember, Terry. I'm still a little upset. I'm still a little chafed about it. How you been, Terry?
I've been doing good. I don't have a comment as deep as bathroom fans, but I do have a comment. It's on politicians telling the American people what to do, when to do it, and how to do it.
Yeah.
And Harry S. Truman on January the 20th, 1949, said communism is based on the belief that man is so weak and inadequate that he is unable to govern himself and therefore requires the rule of strong masters. Mm-hmm. This country was founded on people electing politicians who had the same beliefs they had on running this country. But that's not happening anymore because you can have a senator or a congressman that are in office for 20 or 30 years.
That's right.
And so much money is involved, I believe there can be corruption. And I think there needs to be a term limit on senators and congressmen, just like presidents or governors. And that's my comment.
I'm with you on that. Here's what I think. I think we also need an upper age limit on people in public office. There's a number that maybe it's 80, maybe it's 78. There's a number that's got to be a cutoff point because you're just not on your game the way you need to be.
That's hard. That's tricky.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Well, because some people are in better shape than others.
That's true.
You know, I'd say Trump is a more fit. However old he is, is he? 76.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Than somebody else would be at that age. Mm-hmm. So to say that you're not equipped to lead because you're 76, in the case of Donald Trump or somebody else.
Well, run earlier in life.
Huh?
Run younger. When you're younger, run for office.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, let's say if we like Trump, which, you know, some of us do, he wasn't ready Ben. He had those experiences that he built up over time that made him ready for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And to say, do it early, he wasn't ready to do it early, didn't want to do it early, didn't think about doing it early because he was doing other things.
I get that. I think that we are not served well by an 81-year-old Speaker of the House, an 80-year-old President of the United States, because you're talking about succession here, but yeah, potentially succession. You've got senators sitting there in their 90s.
Listen, I don't disagree. I'm just saying it's tough to do because there's always exceptions.
Oh, well, sure. But I think the reality is if you put an upper age limit in there, then people will make the decision to run sooner.
Okay.
You know, that's what
I think. But I do think this, that as you get older, for the most part,
mm-hmm,
you get more stuck in, you know, your ways.
Sure.
And may not have as open a mind for whatever reason.
That's right.
Because you're stuck in your ways, or fatigue.
That's right.
You don't have the mental energy to say, okay, I got to think through that. I got to think. You can't juggle as many balls.
I want to just ask him. I want to say, hey, what is cryptocurrency, Mr. President? Explain it to me.
Yeah.
If you can't explain it, bye-bye.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
Your home is your biggest investment, and you'll benefit in the long term. 3/4 of your initial investment will be recoverable in the first 12 to 24 months. Now, that's a huge value. Their products, cruise, and warranty are unmatched, and their quality control is exceptional. Call about their $1,500 off James Hardy or Cedar Ridge siding. Buy two windows, get the third free, and $500 off entry doors and roofs. Affordable siding and windows, 704-536-6225. Again, that's 704-536-6225 or affordablesiding.com.
Nice evening ahead. Clear tonight, cooler, 58. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 82. We're at 81 at the moment in Gastonia, 81 uptown. At WBT, we lead local. I'm Mark Garrison, WBT News.
Brought to you by The Home Depot. With everything you need to do projects smarter, easier, and more affordably. From online tools to free delivery on over 1 million items, today's Home Depot is how doers get more done.
Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted name in stem cell therapy, has been impacting lives all over the Carolinas for years. They've been helping folks like me and you get rid of nagging joint pain without unnecessary surgery or downtime. Hi, I'm Matt Daugherty. I've suffered with back and joint pain for 40 years. As a player and coach, I love statistics, and here are a few for you to consider. I've learned that 80% of stem cell franchises are owned by someone without a medical background, where you won't even see a medical doctor. 80%. Neogenyx is locally owned by a board-certified medical doctor who uses 100% real stem cells to treat every patient. If you'd like to start feeling great again, like me, call Neogenyx now at 704-727-6551 or online at neogenyxstemcells.com. Neogenyx stem cells and regenerative therapies, where all you have to lose is pain.
If you own a business and are thinking about selling, your timing is excellent.
We're still in a seller's market. There's a tremendous amount of incentives for buyers, and oftentimes we get multiple offers when a good business comes to market.
That's Jay Offerdahl, president of Viking Mergers and Acquisitions, who says stimulus programs from Washington are helping buyers pull the trigger.
Specifically, the SBA, which really financed a lot of transactions below $10 million, have offered incentives for the buyer, not only eliminating some of the fees, but also participating in some of the payments for the first 6 months. They're making it a lot easier for small business to be financed.
So if you're ready to sell your company, Viking is ready to help.
We can tell you what your business is worth without cost or obligation.
Viking has helped hundreds of business owners get top dollar for owners who are ready to sell.
What really separates Viking is the empathy. We have 20 prior business owners who now help consult with buyers and sellers of closely held businesses.
Call Viking now to start the conversation. 704-676-0940. That's 704-676-0940. Or online at vikingmergers.com.
For eligible individuals 18 or older only, not available in Oregon or West Virginia, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. So much better.
With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you'd might expect. The best hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week. No charge.
Aw, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
Now get $100 off your hearing aids when you go to listenlively.com/radio. That's listenlively.com/radio. listenlively.com/radio.
Right now at Diamonds Direct, whether you buy a $3,000 diamond pendant or a $30,000 designer ring, you can spread your payments over 5 years without paying a dime in interest. It's Diamonds Direct's most aggressive offer ever. Pick any item, get the super low price Diamonds Direct is known for, and spread your payments over 5 years with zero interest and zero down. No exceptions. Don't miss this incredible limited time offer. 5 years, zero interest on approved credit only at Diamonds Direct. Official jeweler of the Carolina Panthers on Sharon Road.
The Pete Callender Show.
And, like, I pulled his voter card. I pull a lot of people's voter cards. Which, by the way, Ryan, you might want to go register to vote at some point now that you're a citizen of the state of North Carolina.
I know you hate benchmark segments, but this seems like a new benchmark segment where each day we just look up a random person's...
Google searching someone's exact name is going to make for good radio.
Yes.
You're fired.
Stay connected. Pete Callender. Tomorrow, noon to 3. WBT. Your home for Panthers football.
News Talk 1110 993 WBT. It's the Brett Winterbull Show alongside the coach, Matt Doherty. You have a podcast, don't you?
I have a podcast.
And that podcast is called
Rebound. And it's about people that have, you know, big name people that have had success and failed and dealt with adversity and, you know, either bounce back from it or are working to come back from it. And, you know, I've gotten, you know, people that have listened to it have enjoyed it. You know, I've had Michael Center, the tennis coach at Texas, who got arrested and caught up in the academic admissions scandal. I had Dan Jansen, Olympic speed skater. I had Ryan Leaf, who was the number two player picked in the NFL draft behind Peyton Manning, and 4 years later quit and ended up in jail. Really, you know, we see people on TV and that are successful, but we don't really understand their struggles.
Right.
And they're very rarely interviewed about their struggles, and they're very rarely open up about their struggles. And to get these men and women to talk about their struggles in an authentic way is a pretty powerful message, I think.
There are heroes that live and walk among us every day. They go recognized. Some go unrecognized. But I think it's important to talk about somebody who we lost very recently, Coach, who was very inspirational and a very important player in football.
Yeah. Sam Bam Cunningham died at 71 years old, a legendary football player at the University of Southern Cal and the New England Patriots. More importantly, he helped speed up the integration in the South. Bear Bryant, a cagey veteran football coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, strategically scheduled USC to come play his all-white Alabama team in Alabama. Sam Cunningham ran for 135 yards, 2 touchdowns, and his team beat the all-white Alabama team in 1970, and that led to Alabama integrating their football team in 1971. Bear Bryant scheduled a game on purpose, for the purpose of integration. Jerry Levias was the first football scholarship player, football athlete, black athlete at SMU. And I coached there for 7 years, 6 years. Mm-hmm. And I heard him speak at an event. Bear Bryant was working with him at an All-Star game. And Bear Bryant came up to Jerry Levias, who, as I mentioned, is a black receiver, and said, I need some of y'all. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then scheduled that game.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerry Claiborne, former Bear Bryant assistant, famously said, Sam Cunningham did more to integrate Alabama in 60 minutes than Martin Luther King did in 20 years.
Wow.
And, you know, obviously Martin Luther King, you know, you can't compare the one to the other,
right,
because of all the sacrifices he made.
Right.
Obviously a little tongue-in-cheek.
Mm-hmm.
But the power of sports, especially in a state like Alabama, and especially a sport like football, that every black athlete, minority athlete that's in the SEC, you know, somebody had to be first.
Right.
And Sam Cunningham didn't play in the SEC, but he opened the door for a lot of young men and women of color to gain access to the Southeastern Conference.
That's standing on the shoulders of giants. I mean, that's what you're doing is when you're in that next generation or those next generations, you have to remember those people who first pushed through and had to play against adversity in that regard. Let me ask you a sort of a tangential question as it relates to sports. We saw the social expressions coming out of the different leagues, NBA, NFL, what have you, in these last number of years. The NFL has been quiet and hasn't indicated which way they're going to go. Do you think the NFL ought to honor those 13 men and of course, women who lost their lives there in Afghanistan on this coming NFL weekend? I feel like they should.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, some of the most touching things I've seen, I was on vacation last week, as I mentioned, and we walked into a restaurant. And there were several restaurants that had place settings for 13 people.
Wow.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah.
And kept the table open, but had it set for 13 people to honor the 13 soldiers. To not honor them,
mm-hmm.
yet we'll honor a former player.
Mm-hmm.
We'll honor, you know, somebody, a singer. We'll honor a celebrity.
Right.
And you're not going to honor the most important people maybe in our country, are the soldiers, the men and women who lost their lives for our country.
Yeah.
Then that to me, that's a real issue that we have if we don't properly honor them. Because then the other young men and women growing up will see that and say, do I really want to make that sacrifice? Is it appreciated?
It's a huge point. It's a huge point. We haven't taken a call in a minute. Let's jump back out here. James, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Brett. Hey, Coach. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Good.
Listen, now, Brett, I am madder than the snake that married that garden hose. When I was watching the mayor press conference the other day holding that picture of the three-year-old victim, it infuriated me.
Mm-hmm.
What, she's been married since, mayor since, what, 2017?
Mm-hmm.
Where has she been? I hold her and the other leaders of our area responsible for this violence. That shooting, Beatty's Ford Road, NoDa,
mm-hmm.
violent crime in this city has been increasing every year. I think it's up, what, maybe 5% already this year alone?
Yes.
We have a problem. People commit simple assault. They're not being charged. They learn there are no consequences, and they step up and escalate their crimes. We have suspected murderers, what, off on bail or sometimes no bail at all until trial.
Right.
There need to be consequences for their actions. People need to be held accountable. We need leaders that have the courage to seriously address these issues, or else we'll wind up like Atlanta or Chicago with this needless cycle of violence.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, yeah, it just infuriates me. It really does. And you and Coach got to stop talking about the bathroom and the toilets.
All right, man. I appreciate you being there, James. Thank you very much. There was a little bit of levity, very little. There'll be no more levity for the rest of the program. I assure you we're gonna hear from the President of the United States, who's going to tell us his plan. And I want you all to listen, because We want to take your thoughts on the other side of this. We'll be carrying it live, assuming that we're not in a commercial break or an update. We will be running out there to hear from the president on his six-point plan to battle the COVID. 704-570-1110. That's the number to be a part of the conversation. I'm Brett Winterble. That's the coach, Matt Doherty. News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
It is the Brett Winterble Show, News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Brett Winterble alongside the coach, Matt Doherty. The president of the United States, Joseph Robinette Biden, is speaking. Our microphones are there. Let's dip in.
Death pits. Among the unvaccinated over the past few weeks. This is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And it's caused by the fact that despite America having unprecedented and successful vaccination program, despite the fact that for almost 5 months, free vaccines have been available in 80,000 different locations, we still have nearly 80 million Americans who have failed to get the shot. And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine the fight against COVID-19. Instead of encouraging people to get vaccinated and mask up, they're ordering mobile morgues for the unvaccinated dying from COVID in their communities. This is totally unacceptable. Third, if you wonder how all this adds up, here's the math. The vast majority of Americans are doing the right thing. Nearly three-quarters of the eligible have gotten at least one shot, but one-quarter has not gotten any. That's nearly 80 million Americans not vaccinated. In a country as large as ours, that's 25% minority. That 25% can cause a lot of damage, and they are. The unvaccinated overcrowd our hospitals, are overrunning emergency rooms and intensive care units, leaving no room for someone with a heart attack or pancreatitis or cancer. And fourth, I want to emphasize that the vaccines provide very strong protection from severe illness from COVID-19. I know there's a lot of confusion and misinformation, but the world's leading scientists confirm that if you are fully vaccinated, your risk of severe illness from COVID-19 is very low. In fact, based on available data from the summer, only one out of every 160,000 fully vaccinated Americans was hospitalized for COVID per day. These are the facts. So here's where we stand. The path ahead, even with the Delta variant, is not nearly as bad as last winter. But what makes it incredibly more frustrating is that we have the tools to combat COVID-19, and a distinct minority of Americans, supported by a distinct minority of elected officials, are keeping us from turning the corner. These pandemic politics, as I refer to, are making people sick, causing unvaccinated people to die. We cannot allow these actions to stand in the way of protecting the large majority of Americans who have done their part and want to get back to life as normal. As your president, I'm announcing tonight a new plan to require more Americans to be vaccinated to combat those blocking public health. My plan also increases testing, protects our economy, and will make our kids safer in schools. It consists of six broad areas of action and many specific measures in each of those actions you can read more about in whitehouse.gov. Whitehouse.gov. The measures, these are going to take time to have full impact. But if we implement them, I believe, and the scientists indicate, that the months ahead we can reduce the number of unvaccinated Americans, decrease hospitalizations and deaths, and allow our children to go to school safely and keep our economy strong by keeping businesses open. First, we must increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements. Of the nearly 80 million eligible Americans who have not gotten vaccinated, many said they were waiting for approval from the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA. Well, last month, the FDA granted that approval. So the time for waiting is over. This summer, we made progress through the combination of vaccine requirements and incentives, as well as the FDA approval. 4 million more people got their first shot in August than they did in July. But we need to do more. This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week. Some of the biggest companies are already requiring this. United Airlines, Disney, Tyson's Food, and even Fox News. The bottom line, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers. We're going to reduce the spread of COVID-19 by increasing the share of the workforce that is vaccinated in businesses all across America. My plan will extend the vaccination requirements that I previously issued in the healthcare field. Already, I've announced, we'll be requiring vaccinations at all nursing home workers who treat patients on Medicare and Medicaid because I have that federal authority. Tonight, I'm using that same authority to expand that to cover those who work in hospitals, home health care facilities, or other medical facilities, a total of 17 million health care workers. If you're seeking care at a health facility, you should be able to know that the people treating you are vaccinated. Simple, straightforward, period. Next, I will sign an executive order that will now require all executive branch federal employees to be vaccinated, all. And I've signed another executive order that will require federal contractors to do the same. If you want to work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated. If you want to do business with the federal government, vaccinate your workforce. And tonight, I'm removing one of the last remaining obstacles that make it difficult for you to get vaccinated. The Department of Labor will require employers with 100 or more workers to give those workers paid time off to get vaccinated. No one should lose pay in order to get vaccinated or take a loved one to get vaccinated. Today, in total, the vaccine requirements in my plan will affect about 100 million Americans, two-thirds of all workers. And for other sectors, I issue this appeal to those of you running large entertainment venues, from sports arenas to concert venues to movie theaters. Please require folks to get vaccinated or show a negative test as a condition of entry. And to the nation's family physicians, pediatricians, GPs, general practitioners, you're the most trusted medical voice to your patients. You may be the one person who can get someone to change their mind about being vaccinated. Tonight, I'm asking each of you to reach out to your unvaccinated patients over the next 2 weeks and make a personal appeal to them to get the shot. America needs your personal involvement in this critical effort. My message to unvaccinated Americans is this: what more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing. But just don't take it from me. Listen to the voices of unvaccinated Americans who are lying in hospital beds, taking their final breath, saying, if only I'd gotten vaccinated. If only. It's a tragedy.
You're out here hustling, but you're also using the McDonald's app to have your favorites delivered to your door. That's hustling smarter. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app. At participating McDonald's.
News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. It is the Brent Winterbull Show alongside the coach Matt Doherty. We welcome to the program Bo Thompson, everybody. Hello, Bo Thompson. Good to have you here.
Hey, happy NFL Eve.
It is. NFL night starts tonight. That's always good stuff. I always get excited when college kicks off, the NFL kicks off, because it feels like we're this close, and I mean this close to Thanksgiving, and just eating like a maniac.
I got to wonder, though, if the president had any talks with, the commissioner of the NFL. You got the NFL kicking off tonight, and yet there he is. I mean, I'm watching him. He's still going right now with his speech. And I know, Garrison, and I know you were talking about the fact that what he's doing with the vaccine mandates. But I thought it was interesting. He said a few minutes ago that he was imploring all, venues, in sporting venues and venues that have large amounts of people gathered to consider demanding, requiring a vaccine or requiring proof of testing before you go in. It's an interesting thing to be saying, a couple of hours before the NFL kicks off, because, of course, that's the behemoth, and you wonder how they're going to. We saw last year before there was a vaccine, and now that there is one, of course, you have some players that are still not vaccinated. Most teams have pretty high numbers of vaccination rates, but still, I'm hearing him say that, and I note that the kickoff's coming in just a few hours. So it's interesting timing.
What is interesting also is looking at some of the super spreader events and the ones that were not super spreader events.
Right.
Remember, there was a fear back in the middle of August that Lollapalooza was a COVID super spreader event. We never really saw anything come of that, and people were packed in pretty good at that event. I always go back to the Texas Rangers full home game where everybody was in the stands, and we'll have to wait and see. Obviously, we're only 1 week removed from the big college football games that we watched this weekend, so we'll have to see if those were super.
The NFL preseason.
And the preseason. There you go, right? And
three,
the preseason.
Three games for most teams, and the Panthers had two at Bank of America Stadium, so I didn't have time to bring up that part this morning when you and I were talking this. But to your point, yes, that the season kicks off tonight for the NFL, and yes, we had a lot of people at that stadium this past weekend. But you already had two preseason games before that, and as far as I know, those had to be super spreaders.
Yeah, it is interesting, and certainly we'll watch and see what ends up kind of happening and how this ends up playing out. As we look at this situation, I have a feeling that there is going to be pushback from people on these requests, demands, mandates, whatever you want to call them. I note that there's a couple of things that he hasn't done that he could do, and I don't even want to say it on the air because I'm afraid they'll take the idea and run with it. But you could mandate a vaccine to fly if you really wanted to do that. You'd make a lot of people mad. You could mandate a vaccine to take public health services like Medicare and Medicaid. You could probably mandate for Social Security recipients. You'd be targeting a different sort of class of people rather than what you're probably trying to get to. But a lot of this is also, there's a lot of young people that can't get the shot yet. I mean, that's the thing, too, that's an issue.
Yeah, and he was just talking about, schools and imploring. He said that obviously if you have teenagers, to please, please, please vaccinate it if they're not. But obviously if you have kids under 12, they can't yet. But he said that the word from here on out should be that anyone who surrounds those kids should be vaccinated. And talking about schools being safe, but we need to get to 100% vaccinations amongst the people that are the administrators and teachers. So that's kind of where he was going. Just as you came onto the air with me,
is he working? Do you think this is a change of subject from Afghanistan?
Well, yeah. I mean, we talked about, you know, the idea this morning. It's still three-pronged, right? I mean, yesterday, right, or a couple days ago, he was getting heckled touring areas where there was storm damage. You know, he's got, you know, Afghanistan, which continues to, and there's continue to be developments on that front, and then this. So, I mean, it's, I think there's a degree of that. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's got three fronts to deal with right now, and not good news on any of those fronts as it relates to his approval ratings.
Yeah, this is going to be complicated. Your reaction, your thoughts to this new plane load that just came out with people on board. Jen Psaki is, you know, declaring victory in that regard. We just still don't know how many people are left there that want to still get out.
Yeah, I mean, that's the key question. Is until you know that number, then you don't know how to contextualize necessarily what was said there. I mean, it can be spun, but you need all the points of information.
Yeah, this is going to be super interesting. Bo Thompson, Crossing the Streams. So have you got a pick for tonight? Are you picking? Because we didn't get to. I was a smart aleck and said go Cowboys at the end of our hit, and then you were due for a traffic update. What are you looking for tonight?
I don't trust the Cowboys until they prove to me that they can be trusted.
They can't be trusted. I'm a lifelong, long-suffering Cowboys fan, and trust me, they can never be trusted.
Look, the Atlanta Braves are as much America's team as the Cowboys. I mean, remember when the Cowboys, you know, America's team, and in the mid-'80s, the Braves on TBS started to adopt that moniker too? You know, the Braves have been relevant more recently than the Cowboys have, and so until Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott and all the gang there can actually, you know, take these contracts and convert them into numbers. I mean, if the Cowboys won tonight, that'd be making a statement, but I don't think they're going to.
If they win tonight, they're going to lose like the next six games. That's how they are. They're
streaky.
They're so streaky they could run on a field.
If they win tonight, it means nothing.
Nothing. It means 0.0, it means.
But if they do win tonight, then, you know, all of a sudden tomorrow morning, you know, overreaction Friday, they'll be declared Super Bowl.
Oh, trust me, this is terrible. It'll be, if they win, it's terrible, and I say that as a Cowboys fan, because.
And if they win, Tom Brady is done.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay, that's a fair point. All right, Bo Thompson, who you got coming up on the big shoe tomorrow?
Well, we have obviously the day before the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and we'll talk about much of what happened that day 20 years ago. As always is tradition on my show, when I was, you know, 2001, I was a production guy for WBT, and so at the end of that day, I'll never forget it. I spent the night in the production studio just compiling all the audio of that day because you knew this was going to be iconic audio for forever. And so every year on 9/11, I replay a montage, and I will tomorrow, of how 9/11/01 sounded on WBT.
Wow.
And we'll talk about the legacy and what comes next. But obviously that'll dominate a lot of what we do tomorrow. And John Hancock joins me for the final hour tomorrow, and he was here then too. So we'll talk about that.
What time will you play that montage so people hear it?
I'll hit it a few times because I know I have people coming and going. I'll play it at 6:20 and 8:20 tomorrow.
All right, good stuff. I'll be listening for that, man. I appreciate you being there today. Enjoy the game, and we'll pick it up mañana.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right, that's Bo Thompson.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. It is the Brent Winterbull Show. Great to be here with you. Let's grab some calls, Coach. It's been a little bit since we took any. We start with Jim. Jim in San Diego. Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you for letting me on. Welcome back to the show, Coach.
Jim, how you doing?
Good. Got my book, RTCP, to you, my friend.
There you go. Amen, brother. Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you've got the book. I'm glad it arrived. I mailed it to Jim in San Diego, carrier P.O. box. So I'm glad it arrived. You must be big man in SD.
They know him.
Well, I try to be. Sometimes it doesn't go so well.
Yeah. Have you read any of the book?
I read it the first, the When he made it my mandatory homework that week, I read it before you got it to me. Oh, absolutely. I met a guy that got a basketball scholarship to University of Kentucky. Had no common bond, but after we were done talking, that book was our common thread. We found.
There we go. What's his name?
I don't know. He had his kid with him, but he got a full boat scholarship to University of Kentucky for basketball, and he's out. He's in the business world now, and I told him, "You got to read this. You're a leader. You have to read this book. It's a religious bonding experience. I'm telling you, I meet a lot of people where this is the void that is in this generation. You're providing something that, you know what? It could come back. You know who I'd like to see on your show and your podcast?
Who?
The United States. Rebounds from going they go rock bottom as a communist invasion took it back, and the United States tells you how it recovered from its worst disease that it ever had and went back to the glory of what it once was before and exceeded it.
Yeah, let's hope we have leaders that can help us rebound. So I appreciate that and appreciate the support of the book. Mm-hmm. How come we're not talking about that?
Yeah.
You know, is it because you follow the money and the big pharma can make money off of this vaccine because it's funded by the government, but ivermectin or some other solutions may not be? We are all now more skeptical than ever before with the government. Another thing, you know, this is takes work. And
I'm due for a break here.
Okay,
so we're due for, we're going to come back to this, I promise. 704-570-1110, News Talk 1110, 993 WBT.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom. That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
News Talk 1110, 993 WBT. You know what that song means? It means we've got Charlotte at 6 coming up just after this program, and Brett Winterble's going to be in for Mark Garrison on Charlotte at 6. Hello, Brett. Hello. So what do you got coming up on Charlotte at 6? What are you going to be talking about today? Well, as you well know, the President of the United States just gave a speech regarding the new mandates on the vaccines. We're certainly going to look into that, take reaction from the audience, and of course, see what it is that the long-term impact of this decision is. I found it incredible. I mean, he's basically offering the same solutions when you look at. I know it's kind of a shocking thing to think about. I know, and it's one of these deals where he is basically just laying out the same roadmap that he's laid out before. Well, we're going to dive into that. Also, we're going to take a look at the violence in the streets of Charlotte, and. Something that we ought to consider as we begin to look at the commemoration of the September 11th attacks 20 years ago on Saturday. Well, sounds like it's going to be a great show today up at Charlotte at 6. It is going to be phenomenal, and I want to invite people to call in. All right, that's Brett Winterble in for Mark Garrison on Charlotte at 6. That'll happen just after 6. Talk to you later. You got it, man. Good to be with you. It's Brett Winterble Show, News Talk 1110, 993 WBT. Coach Matt Doherty sitting here in studio with me. I'll be doing double duty. I had to check in with me to find out what
good.
I was going to talk
that
about.
That was good. So. That was good. Yeah. So your left hand knows what your right hand's doing.
I try. Yeah. Sometimes I keep my left hand concealed just so people are mysterious about it.
Yeah.
So you were saying ivermectin and these different things.
Can I just make a couple
please,
comments?
Please, absolutely.
Off of Biden. You know, I've got a few minutes here.
Please.
Biden says, he's basically saying, putting the guilt on the unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
He said, a pandemic of unvaccinated.
That's right.
And you know, that's I think that's reckless. I think it's unfair. I still am curious, is if I'm unvaccinated, you're vaccinated, what is my threat to you?
Mm-hmm.
What's my threat if I have COVID,
right?
Hopefully I know that I'm going to try to take care of myself and I'm not going to be out in public.
Mm-hmm.
You could give me COVID. Even though you're vaccinated.
Right.
So, you know, they're putting so much. You wonder, what's the motivation? You know, is Big Pharma trying to push him to so they can make more money? That's something that you have to ask yourself. The other thing you have to ask, and I talked about this, it is a lot of work for the average American to understand what is going on in this country. And a good friend of mine said, look at the definition on the CDC website of vaccine. In 2018, May of 2018, it was a product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity to a specific disease, protecting that person from that disease. September 1st, 2021. Vaccine, defined as a preparation that is used to stimulate the body's immune response against diseases. Okay, so the key words are preparation versus product. And I said to this friend of mine who's a doctor, I said, tell me the difference. He says, well, preparation is a substance for a specific medical purpose, not subject to regulatory oversight.
Right. That's big. Or
no liability.
Yep.
So the CDC doesn't have liability. A product is a finished dosage form that contains a drug substance, a physical entity intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent a disease or other abnormal condition, which is subject to regulatory oversight.
Yeah, and, that, and
that's
look,
huge.
It's very hard. It's almost impossible to sue the government. That's the problem. It's almost impossible. Coach, it's been awesome having you in here all day. I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Ask questions out there. Ask questions. Do your own research.
Great words. I'm Brett Witterbull. Charlotte at 6 is next. News Talk 1110 993 WBT.